You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For the past year, KALW has focused in on East Oakland. We've hosted live community events, we've partnered with neighborhood journalists through the Oakland Voices program, and taken our collaborative journalism project, Hey Area, there to answer your questions about East Oakland. One area of East Oakland culture that's gotten a lot of interest has been the sideshow. The sideshow is a car culture movement born in Oakland, where people build up and engineer their cars and sound systems, then go out to display their work in the streets and parking lots of Oakland. And some people asked our Hey Area East Oakland project what the origins of the sideshow are. And though we weren't able to find a definitive answer, we did talk to someone who knows. In the recent movie Blindspotting, set in Oakland, there is this scene at a parking lot sideshow party by Lake Merritt. The man behind the turntables at that party is Derek Sharp Robinson, better known as DJ D-Sharp, an Oakland native and DJ for the Golden State Warriors. Oakland Voices graduate Damu Daly met up with D-Sharp to go through his memories of the sideshow.
D-Sharp grew up in East Oakland.
I lived on 51st and Bancroft. And in the time of the crack era, East Oakland, it was popping. I'm talking about, it was crazy. Like, I look back at that shit and I be like, damn, I'm still alive. Like, it was like that, you know what I mean?
He has some vivid memories of that time, and they all came pouring out when I asked just one simple question about growing up in Oakland. Have you ever seen a sideshow?
Always, right in front of my house. Like, I mean, yeah, all the time. Yeah. So it's like, you know, going out and just being out, being so young, and then like seeing like Seville's pull up, just slap it.
He describes a sideshow like this.
I feel like when we was coming up, at least it was cats who were working on their cars, and then they would go out and display what they have done to their cars to hype them up. You know what I mean? At an intersection, and people would gather.
Brightly colored, old school classic cars would float down the street, shiny and freshly painted. I remember from when I was a kid in Oakland, the sound systems would vibrate the streets. Car trunks would be packed with speakers, 10-inch, 12-inch, 15-inch. Eventually, you could tell whose car it was by the song playing from blocks away. One car in particular sticks out in D-Sharp's mind.
Dude opened the trunk and he got, you know, I remember this cat had 10 tens. He popped his trunk open in a Seville. He had 10 tens in the back of it. And it was, till this day, I can't think of another car that I've ever heard slam that hard. It was 10 tens, 10 subwoofers, and it was perfect in the back. It was like, it was insane. Oddly enough, you know a song he was playing? He was playing the Soul Train, the Soul Train theme. Bow, 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 bow. That thing, it was pounding so hard. And everything he played after that was all like, it really wasn't no rap. Everything he was playing was like SOS band and just like, it was like stuff that like, was like, no, yeah, Bootsy Collins, like, no one's gonna love you, bo 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 bo, like just knocking super hard. And that's one of the, actually that's the most vivid I remember. And I always, after that, I wanted a Seville.
He wanted a four-door Cadillac Seville, and he knew exactly what kind of speakers he'd get for it.
I wanted a four-door Seville. I was like, I could do it with 412s, you know what I mean? That was my thing. I was like, if I got 412s, this is me at 10 years old, by the way. If I got 412s with a Seville, I'll be knocking, you know what I mean? So,
knocking, slapping, popping, bumping, banging, cracking. Oakland natives like D-Sharp creatively repurposed words to describe cars and their speaker systems. Terms for beautiful greatness in Oakland sideshow lingo.
And then you had certain cats who come through just flashy. And just pull up and just, you know, like Rich was known for that, just pulling up, slamming hard, and shutting the sideshow down. Oh man, he just show up and just his presence. That orange, what was it? The Cutlass. Okay. You just pull up, just shut it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he really had an orange.
Oh man,
he's talking about Richie Rich, like, a local artist who made a classic sideshow anthem called "The Sideshow." And if you listen to how D Sharp says flashy or shut it down, he can make you feel like you're right there with him, watching the streets begin to peak as local celebrities pull up in their cars.
It's a Saturday night, my girl's looking real pretty, but oh man, what? And he was like, I mean, as far as I can remember coming up, I mean, Rich was like, in terms of car culture in Oakland, he has some legendary cars. Like some real legendary cars. Like you can go back to it and point it out. And Rich and Indian Tone has some legendary cars too.
Indian Tone is a mythical figure of the sideshow who competed with people like Richie Rich for the unofficial title of the sideshow champion.
Indian Tone had Cougars and Mustangs and Chevs. Like he had Chevelles. He probably holds the title.
Oakland kids of D Sharp's era would debate about this type of thing often.
Yep, I would. It's between him and Rich. I mean, just through my eyes coming up in East Oakland, you know what I mean? It could be other cats, but like, I mean, I've seen like Indian Tone had that he had a Cougar. That thing was like just pristine, you know what I mean? Like the detail that went into like putting that car together, you know what I mean? It's like showroom level. Then he probably got it done in East Oakland somewhere, you know what I mean?
As for where the sideshow originally began in Oakland, many still wonder. The most qualified answer I could find was from Dwayne Wiggins of Tony Tony Tony, who began his musical career with his brother Raphael Sadiq in the churches of East Oakland during the 70s and early 80s. He responded online to answer the question of where the sideshow started. He said in a Facebook post, 81st and East 14th in the Quarter Pounder parking lot. But the answers vary depending on who you're talking to and what era they came up in. A lot of people say where it really entered the mainstream popularity was later, in the late 80s, around Eastmont Mall near Bancroft at the McDonald's parking lot. You may not have. Really, a sideshow is like a pop-up shop. They can open and close on any corner, so people remember them in all kinds of places, like Foothill Square, the Coliseum, or right by the lake. Wherever it began, Oakland sideshow culture is here to stay, at least in memory and influence alone. From Marshawn Lynch's post-game golf cart celebrations on Cal's football field, later captured in a bobblehead doll, to the Golden State Warriors' use of the phrase, "the town," on its official NBA jerseys. From the opening scene of the hit Marvel movie Black Panther, which featured In the Trunk, Too Short's classic sideshow song, to then-Oakland Mayor Jerry Brown's 2005 attempt to jail people within 100 feet of it. The sideshow, its language, its music, its DJs, its fashion, its car culture, they're all part of Oakland's history of creating innovative movement. But unfortunately, this car culture, created by people of color, doesn't necessarily get the respect that others do in America, like NASCAR or monster trucks, for example. Imagine if it did. Maybe the city could help young people learn a trade, start a business with the cars they produce, or put on city-sanctioned car competitions. So in closing, dance with the one who brought you Oakland and support the ones who made the dances and the music and the car culture you love so much. Sideways to the next light in my pop's Cadillac DeVille. This is Damu Daily for Cross Currents.